Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and we're continuing to celebrate this extraordinary season of the church year between the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ and the celebration of his ascension and Pentecost and the new life that the Lord has given to us. And it's a river of life that flows from heaven. It flows from the heart of the Father and the Son, which is the Holy Spirit, flowing through human history, through the church, through her sacraments, through her preaching, through her teaching and life. And those who are living in the gift and grace that they've been given in baptism and confirmation. We looked yesterday, and we've been talking the first couple of days of the week here, the experience of the apostles and how they, at the day of Pentecost and following, how Jesus' words to them was fulfilled with great power. He said to them, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses. You will be anointed. You have an anointing, which is the Holy Spirit." The Holy Spirit was the anointing Jesus had and has for all eternity, his unity, his union with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And he gives to us on the day of Pentecost, we'll see and celebrate as a church, as he's seated at the right hand of the Father, having ascended there in human flesh, glorified. The Holy Spirit is his glory. The Holy Spirit has fully animated the person of Jesus, raising him from the dead and glorifying human flesh, bringing it into the glorious presence of God the Father, which now is the destiny of all those who live and die in Christ. And from that place of glory and splendor and power, authority, as the head of a new race of people, Jesus pours out the Holy Spirit on all flesh, and it comes to us in baptism, comes to us in confirmation, it comes to us in the sacraments and life of the church. It's what we're celebrating. But one of the things we see, and this happens in history, is if we're not attentive to what we've been given and really living it, receiving it, like Jesus said, seek it, hunger after it, thirst after it, welcome in it. Paul said, walk by the Spirit. If we're not attentive to it, even the sacraments, though they accomplish the sign that they are, they accomplish it. But the question is, will those graces that we've been given, do they really animate our lives? Do we experience a new power, a new capacity to live a new way of life? Is that our actual experience? Because that's the normal Christian life. Jesus said, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses." John baptized with water, but I will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. Yesterday's reading that we looked at, Peter's describing to his fellow apostles who were scandalized in the Cornelius story that Peter entered the house of a Gentile and he had fellowship with him and he ate with them. And in those days, that did not happen with devout Jews. They didn't do that. And so the word got back to Jerusalem and they were shocked at what Peter had done. But Peter said, "Well, let me tell you what happened. The miracle working of the Holy Spirit while Peter's on the roof taking a nap when he's in Joppa. And while he's there, he's praying, actually. And the Holy Spirit comes upon him and he's like in a trance-like state. And he has a vision. And the vision is the sheet coming down with the four corners and having every kind of animal, reptile in there. And Peter hears a voice that says to him, take and eat, which is shocking. But Peter knows the Holy Spirit. He's experienced the lead, power, counsel, and inspiration of the Holy Spirit that Jesus promised he would give to them, that the Holy Spirit would accompany them and guide them. So he knows the experience he's having is something authentic. As he begins to pay attention, he hears the voice saying three times, take and eat, take and eat, take and eat. And Peter says, I can't do this because, you know, I've never eaten anything unclean. These were things that Jewish people didn't eat. It wasn't part of the dietary laws that they were meant to follow. But Peter knows and he receives and he understands that what they thought was unclean, that is human beings, other human beings were in some way unclean. And Jesus said, don't call unclean what I call clean, essentially. And let me show you where we're going. And then he told them that Cornelius would be coming, and Cornelius is at his door, and all of a sudden it unfolds. There's the working of the Holy Spirit. The first missionary, you said, the one who drives the entire mission of the church. The mission is Trinitarian at its core. The church's mission that's in the world, it's Trinitarian. This is why the church is not just a kind of a high-level social service organization. It's not just there to do like the caring of the poor, which we're absolutely meant to do, and that's part of what we're called to do. But the first thing we're called to do in the church, the first mission of the church, is to bring the message of salvation to the entire world, as it began with the Jewish people and went out now in the story of Cornelius to the Gentile world. Because eternal salvation is more important. It's the reason Jesus came, was to save us, to bring us into eternal life. And it's more important than just taking care of the physical needs or solving the physical problems, the financial problems, the medical problems, which is a very good and a very important thing to do and a way to express the love of God to neighbor, for sure. But that's all going to pass because everybody's going to die. What Jesus came was to solve the death problem, to make it possible for human beings to enter eternal life and to share in the glory that he's won for us. And Peter was just astounded by it. And he said, as he was describing it to the brethren, he said, I remembered what Jesus said. John baptized with water, but he would baptize us with the Holy Spirit and power. That's really important. And that's what happens to everybody who's baptized and confirmed in the Catholic Church. You received power. You received the presence and power of the Holy Spirit at work in your life. And you can be sure the Holy Spirit's leading you to holiness, to be conformed to the person of Jesus. So the more you're awake to that fact and you're cooperating with the Holy Spirit, your life's going to change. You're going to be transformed. You're going to become a saint. That's a fact. That's a promise. And it's real. But the question is, are we awake to the presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives? Are we living what St. John Paul II described as a kind of Christian minimalism? Are we living without a powerful awareness, like a really conscious understanding and living out of faith, trusting, knowing I've been given the gift of the Holy Spirit and I've been set apart by that gift? I've been made holy by God because the Holy One is living in me. And now, as a child of God, as a free human being, the question is, am I seeking him first? Am I abiding in him? Am I receiving the supernatural realities that have been given to me? Am I living as a transformed human being? Am I coming into the full power and grace that my baptism and confirmation has given to me? We certainly see around the world, and one pope after another over the last 50, 60, 70 years has said the same thing, that we're witnessing the collapse of Christendom in the West, the loss of faith, the church is shrinking, and you know for sure when that happens, it's coming from nominal people who have been baptized but never really embraced the faith, or have turned away from it and haven't come into experiencing the living power of the Spirit within them, reading the Word of God, coming alive to the Word of God, being transformed and understanding, I'm a child of God, I'm born again, I'm a temple of the living God, I've been anointed with power from on high, I've been clothed, and not only am I a child of God, moving into holiness in the family of God, I'm being sent just like Jesus was sent by the Father. I'm being sent like the apostles have been sent. There's a power at work in me to take my place in extending the message of salvation to a fallen world while they still have time. That's the heart of Jesus. That's the zeal. And you see that in the apostles. But you can tell if that's not happening in our lives, something's wrong. We're not living in the fullness of what we've been gifted to do in the presence and power of the Holy Spirit. Somehow we're not hearing, we're not listening, we're not yielding, we're not hungering after, and we haven't fully accepted what we've been given. Here's some things recent popes have talked about, just as they watch certain movements emerge in the church. Charismatic renewal, Focolare movement, the neocatechumenate way, all these movements in the last 75 years have begun to emerge in the church. And they're all very evangelistic. They're all aware of what becoming a Christian is really all about. It's about radical transformation of our lives. It's a radical surrender. And the Christian life is meant to be lived with Jesus first in everything. Totally given over to Him. Yes, we fall, we fail, but we get up, but we know where we're going. We make the aim of our entire life to please Jesus, to walk with Him, and no matter what vocation we have, no matter where, what career we're deployed into, that above all things, we understand the big picture, that the most important thing that ever happened in the world is the life, passion, death, and resurrection of Jesus. And the most urgent thing for human beings everywhere is to know God's saving love given in the person of Jesus Christ, to receive repentance and forgiveness of sins. I mean, to have that grace happen in us through hearing the gospel and sharing it with other people. That's the normal Christian life. But in some parts of the world, the church is growing rapidly, and we spend a lot of time in Africa and work with brothers and sisters in Africa who are amazing people, who are doing lots of wonderful work for the poor and helping all kinds of things happen. But many of the people I know and work with, their first passion is they're radically in love with the Lord. They love Jesus. The church is growing. They say, we want to share not only, you know, what God has given to us materially, we want to share the gospel and bring people to the gift of salvation. And as these movements and brothers and sisters have been experiencing an outpouring and a grace of the Holy Spirit, recent popes have talked about it and its importance. Here's a few quotes. For example, Pope Paul VI, all the way back to 1973, he said, the fresh breath of the Spirit has come to awaken latent energies within the church, to stir up dormant charisms, and to infuse a sense of vitality and joy. It is this sense of vitality and joy which makes the church youthful and relevant in every age and prompts her to proclaim joyously her eternal message to each new epoch. This is what he means. He's putting his finger on when can we see what happens when the church is healthy? Latent energies. And what's he talking about? The power of the Holy Spirit given to us in baptism and confirmation. For many people, he said at another place, it lies dormant. The gifts that God has given us lie dormant. We're living without an awareness of those gifts and exercising those gifts in our lives and giving God permission to move us. Here's Pope John Paul II. Be open to Christ and welcome the Spirit so that a new Pentecost can take place in every community. A new humanity, a joyful one, will arise from your midst. You will again experience the saving power of the Lord, and what was spoken to you by the Lord will be fulfilled. He said, how does that happen when we live Pentecost? Pentecost is not a one-day deal. It's not a one-time thing. Let us implore from God the grace of a new Pentecost in the church in America. This is Pope Benedict. May tongues of fire, combining burning love of God and neighbor with zeal for the spread of Christ's kingdom, descend on everyone present. He was talking at a very large gathering. But you hear the voice of the magisterium. God's Spirit is being poured out. Open your heart. Come into the fullness of what you've been given in your baptism and your confirmation. Brothers and sisters, it's there for us. Let's say yes to God and take everything He wants to give us for His glory. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Does God Judge? Wow, what a question, but it's a relevant question. Scripture says we were all appointed to die once and then the judgment. We know for sure each one of us has an appointment in our future. And it takes Scripture, Catechism, and the saints to help us understand the beauty of God's plan and how we can look forward to the judgment as followers of Christ. If you'd like to get a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/FOE.